I asked my 60 students this question. How many times were you told to take a risk or break a rule by a teacher in a classroom? Call it out, I said, and I cupped my hand behind my ear and looked down to concentrate and hear the responses. I heard 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, never, once, twice, 0, 0, never, once or twice. Isn't that amazing? I asked. Did anyone have another experience? One student of these 60 said, I had a teacher who hated MLA and Chicago style and told us to format our writing any way we wanted. Many laughed. I could hear others say, wow, that's crazy. And I saw students look amazed, presumably that a teacher was such an irresponsible iconoclast destroying students' SAT potential. I was amazed that there was just this one student who had a solid example of a teacher encouraging them to get out and risk and break a rule. The next day, in my class of 40 students, we repeated the experiment, and I got the same nearly totally unanimous answer. 0 times were they told to break rules and take risks. I asked for exceptions. One student raised his hand and said he had an English teacher who told them all the time to be risk takers. And one young lady said her school constantly taught them to try new things and take risks. And did you? I asked. All the time, she replied. I shared this math with them. 100 students between these two classes, 12 years of pre-college among them, 180 days per year, 5 classes on average per day, comes out to 1,080,000 class periods. Then add 3 years in college, 2 semesters, about 4 classes a semester, and 30 class meetings across those 4 classes. That's another 72,000 class meetings, or 1.152 million total class meetings, over 1 million class meetings, and only 3 students had any stories of being told to take risks and break rules. It is a wonder there is a worker, neighbor, churchgoer, manager, teacher, anywhere in America who takes risks and breaks rules. One of my best clients, a CEO, came to talk to these students. I asked him in front of them, as you seek to create a culture that's dynamic and encourages smart risks, what do you most tell your employees? And what are you looking for from those you hire? His answer, don't ask what does the CEO want. Ask, how can I best add value? What do I think we need to do? If you, like him and like me as a teacher, want students to be generators, leaders, innovators, we've got to remember the gale force winds of compliance, safety, and passivity that are drilled into them and that we are steering into, the powerful current we must swim against to get real innovation. If you want some cool leading results this week, encourage some risk-taking, celebrate some mistakes, give some power away, don't solve all their problems, and lead with your best self.